scripture for today is Psalms 105:4. Look to the Lord in His strength. Seek His face always.
Today's prayer. Father, today I will look to You for strength where I am weak. I will seek Your face, not the blessings from Your hands. I will remember all the times that You carried me when I didn't have the strength to walk on my own. I thank You for that, Lord, that I must be dependent on Your strength. Today I will behold You. I will look into Your face, into Your eyes, not only as the Almighty God who gives me strength, but as the companion that I adore. I praise Your strength, Father. You alone are mighty. Amen.
Today's thought is brought to you by Mary.
Today, as you contemplate this verse of Scripture, think of what it means to truly seek God's face. How many times have you longed to be in God's presence, just to enjoy His company, to have a life of prayer? Jesus teaches us in the Sermon on the Mount that God is our Father. He uses the name of the Father 3 times to point us in that direction. It's easier to kneel in God's holy presence when we come there with a broken heart, knowing that He is our Abba, Father.
The action for today is give someone who is weaker your strength, either through physical labor or by words of encouragement. Seek God's face. Today, try to reach out. We are always rushing here or there, and we walk by people anymore and we don't even acknowledge their existence. And if we do, it's a casual, "How are you doing today?" And as we pass by in our hurry, we yell, "Fine, how about you?" Not really caring in our hearts. But to this time, give to someone who is weaker of your strength.
Today's treasure is found in 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 28. So Ahimaaz called out and said to the king, "All is well." And then he bowed down with his face to the earth before the king and said, "Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delivered up the men who raised their hand against my lord the king."
Today we continue with Get Off the Couch and On Your Knees by Jonathan Griff. The first thing to do to get off that couch is make prayer commitment related to the thing you do to relax: television, golf, fishing, yard work, and so on. Vow not to engage in that activity until you have prayed with or for your wife and or children. If you know you are going golfing on Saturday, make sure on Friday night you have prayed for your wife. I promise my wife 2 things, that I would rarely watch TV during the week, and that the TV in our bedroom would not come on until we had prayed together. Since I have done that, I am much more productive and responsive in the evenings. But the most significant thing, that my wife and I are praying together most every night now. Sometimes one or both of us are extremely tired and go to bed before the other, but the TV doesn't come on. It is having a huge effect on our relationship. Prayer, the key to the answer. God bless.